Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who are the tackling lessons today? Okay, let me do some tackling. I want all of you guys here so that I can take it. Yes. Quiet, because auntie is praying, so stay quiet. You have to wait until auntie is praying. Please stay quiet. All right, I have gifts for you today. But here are the conditions. The conditions, if you stay here, if you stay watching, if you stay watching, and if you listen, and if you watch, I have a bag full of these, so everyone who is what? Quiet. Now, before we start the story time, we need to see who are the tackling victims today. Yeah, you are. Who else? And you. Okay. All right. Now we're going to start. Which story we're talking about? New technique vector. Inshallah, next time. Yes. That's right. That's the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the king. Okay. Now, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, okay, he was very famous, and then he was trying to get people to find out about Allah by what? By thinking, right? Okay? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created the brain, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created what? The brain. He said to the brain, I swear by my glory, you are my favorite creation. You are my most favorite what? Now why? Why Allah said that, huh? Exactly. Because without the brain, you are nothing. Right? Without the brain, huh?
First of all, brain is what differentiates
us from an
DNA.
Right?
Our brain stores
are conscious. That's right. Perfect. Takbir. Number one, the brain has the conscience. Number two, the brain is the one that differentiates you from animals. If you don't have brain, like insane people, people who are crazy, do they get judged by Allah? No. They don't get judged by Allah. Why? Because they were what? Insane. So they, whatever they do, it doesn't count against them. So now Prophet Ibrahim was trying to tell people, hey guys, Allah has created for you a very advanced thinking machine called Jello, or called Buddhist, and you pray. He wants you to use it to think. And the leaders and the kings. Do kings want people to think? So just remember that line. Kings don't want people to think. They want you to be a blind cow, to follow them everywhere they go, to say yes sir without thinking. Pray to boo-boo, boo-boo, boo-boo. Drei tu mumu.
Mumu, mumu.
Drei tu fufu. Yes. Huh? No. Yeah, not Peter Christ. Kings don't want you to think. Well, you work it out. You see? So now Prophet Ibrahim, why did he pick Sarah? What was the match? Huh?
Because she was the only one who believed what he said and wore the hijab and thought.
Yes, because, huh?
Yes,
she was,
she actually thinks.
Oh, yes, she was the only one in this town that uses her what? Brain. And this is why they were a very good match. Not only that, but she also was very, very beautiful. She was very beautiful and charming. And he uses her brain. So now he took his cousin, okay? She was his cousin. Then he married her, and then they went where? They left the town. And after they left the town, Allah took revenge from the king by the mosquito story that we know. Now Prophet Ibrahim is walking. Allah told him to go walk towards Egypt. Towards what? Egypt. In the way, he found Palestine. He has to pass by what? Palestine. So he loved Palestine so much, and he decided to build himself what? A house. Where? In Palestine. Okay? And by the way, Prophet Ibrahim now is buried where? In Palestine. That's right. So, he loved Palestine so much. And then, he lived with Sarah. Year after year after year after year, Sarah is growing up, and he is growing up, and there are no children. There are no what? Children. One day, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was sitting in his house. And then suddenly, strangers came. Suddenly what? Strangers came. They don't look like somebody from the town, and they don't look like a traveler. Huh? Wait a minute. If you're traveling in the old days, then your clothes would be what? Dirty. And your face would be what? Dusty. Right? Okay, so if you are so clean and so shiny clean and your clothes are so shiny clean, then you have to be from where? From the people of the town. So they passed by him. So he was like, huh? I don't know those guys. I don't know them. And they don't look like travelers. Anyway, Prophet Ibrahim used to always welcome the what? The guests, and serve them with what? Food. And this is one of the very special things about him, that he would never turn away any guest. He would never say, go away, I don't have dinner for you today. Get out. Would he ever say that? No. Even if he has very little food, then he would give the guest the little food. How about him and his wife and children? They might starve, but they will feed the kids. They will feed the guests. Feed them, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Feed them pizza. So, if they only have one pizza, okay, they give it to the guests, and they eat anything. So here we go. Those strangers came. He was very suspicious about them. He was saying, those strangers, what are they doing here? What are they doing? You two are not bidding balls, by the way. Ali and what's your name, sweetie? Jamal, you're not getting balls unless you sit quiet, okay? So, he was so suspicious about them. Who are those guys that I don't know and they don't look like travelers? Okay, who are they? But, yeah, he was thinking, remember? But, would he turn away the guests? No. So he accepted them and he said, you welcome to my home. Come and eat. Come and have sit with me. When they sat with him, the face was shining. It's like you see light coming out of their face. Something is so strange about them. And when they move in such a perfect way. And when they talk in such a perfect way that you would like, oh! Yes. Ah. When did he find out where the, yes?
So their face held and they walked gracefully. And
They also talked perfectly. Right. They wouldn't say any wrong thing. They wouldn't even joke and they wouldn't say anything false. And they will talk. When they talk, they say something very important. If they will not talk and say something that is any less than important, right? Any less than what? Important. So they don't talk unless whatever they're going to say is useful. So they were sitting quiet like this. Not to move at all. They can sit quiet like this. Not moving. It's not like humans. And they are not talking unless there's something useful to say. So they are silent. And Prophet Ibrahim is silent and staring at them. And then he said, maybe they don't want to talk together because they don't know me. Or they are shy. So he left and he went there. He went inside and he chose a baby cow, baby cow. He slaughtered that baby cow. Then he barbecued the baby cow. And then he brought them the baby cow barbecued. And he brought with the baby cow a lot of good, nice food. And he walked them with the food. And the food smells real good. And travelers usually are so hungry. So what did he expect? He expected them to jump at the food. But he brought in the food. He walked in with the food. He went inside with the food. He sat down and he put the food. And when he put the food, he expected them to eat, right? Guess what they did?
They didn't eat.
It's like, huh? He really, 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 really got very suspicious now. Then he said, no, 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 no. Something is fishy here. Why aren't you guys eating? So now they started talking. One of them said, we don't eat because we are angels. Oh my God, angels. Oh my God, angels, angels. You welcome. Where are you guys going? They said, we are going to destroy a nearby town. What? Which town? We are sent by the Lord to destroy a town called Sadum. Called what? Sadum. This town was a bad town. And it had a prophet working hard with the people trying to fix them. But they wouldn't get fixed. What was wrong with this town? What was wrong with this town? Huh? Worse than didn't have noodles. Huh?
They never thought.
No worse than that.
Girls would marry girls and boys would marry boys.
Takbir! Yeah, that's right. Huh? Boys marry boys and girls marry girls. Wait a minute. So, if there's a girl at the age of marriage, she says, I want to get married, I want to get the children. They tell her, too bad you can't marry, we can't marry you. Why can't you marry me? Because you are a girl. We don't marry girls. Huh? They were so dumb that they even worse than not thinking. And they would make fun of Prophet Lut because He had a wife. Yeah, look at this guy. This guy is disgusting. He's married to a woman. We don't like those kind of guys. Okay? We don't like marrying other than men. Not only that, but they also used to be meanest of the mean. They were so mean and they were so disgusting. Okay? And Allah sent Prophet Lut to them. And Prophet Lut kept working hard on them. You guys need to fix yourself. You are not working great. You need to fix yourself. Why would you leave? Allah wants you to marry girls. Why are you marrying boys? Because we like it that way. It is none of your business. If you don't like it, what? Get out of here. If you don't like it, get out of here. But guys, how are you going to have children? It is none of your business. We're going to adopt the children. Get out of here. But guys, what is going to happen to all these girls who are looking for husbands? Who cares about them? The girls can marry girls. But anybody who tries to marry a girl, they make fun of him. No, you don't marry a girl. You have to marry a boy. Yuck! That was very, very disgusting. And guess what? The only people who ever did that in the history of humanity were those guys. Shaitan somehow, you know, Shaitan can convince you to do a lot of bad things. But Shaitan could not convince anybody before them to do that at all. Why? Because it is so disgusting and so unnatural. So unnatural that Shaitan feared. Did you ever see a male dog, a he dog marrying a he dog? Did you? Did you see two dogs that are boy dog and boy dog marrying? Did you see a boy cat and boy cat marrying? Huh? What? Did you see any kind of two animals, boy animal and boy animal, from any kind marrying? It is always boy animals marry girls animals. That's it. Okay, and so unhuman. It's so unnatural that the shaitan could not convince anybody before those people to do this disgusting marriage. It was so disgusting. And Prophet Lut worked so hard trying to get them out of it, they wouldn't listen. Not only they wouldn't listen, if Prophet Lut will convince anyone to marry to a girl, guess what they do? Huh?
Make fun of him.
That's right, make fun of him. Oh, girly lover, girly lover, get out of our town, you girly lovers. Yup, yup, girl lovers, get out of here, girl lovers. You want to marry a girl? Out. You don't belong to me. It was so awful, unbelievably awful. And this guy will say, okay, in order for this guy to be acceptable and to have friends, this guy has to marry another guy. Yuck, that was so awful. And Prophet Lut worked hard, they wouldn't listen. And they wouldn't stop the meanness. They were so mean. So mean. And if you say the truth, they make fun of you. But if you lie and cheat, they say, hey, give me a 5. You're very clever. Give me 5. You're clever. You know why? Because you're a liar and you're a cheater. So lying there was shame or pride?
Pride.
Cheating there was something to be ashamed of or something to be proud of? Proud of. And they were playing the worst games on each other, to cheat on each other. Okay? And if you manage to cheat somebody, wow, you tell the story and people will what? Hooray you. You are a hero. Because they were experts in cheating. They could not cheat on each other. So they would go out and cheat on what? other people. They will cheat and cheat and cheat, and they will be proud of it. Not only that, but also to be mean, is it something that we're ashamed of, or they were proud of? Proud of being mean. I am the meanest guy in this town. Who is more mean than me? Are you mean than me? You are not more mean than me, are you? You are? Nobody is more mean than me. And the other guy said, I am a fox. I can cheat every single one. Even when they gamble, they cheat. When they do anything, they cheat. When they do business, they cheat. And they are experts of cheating. That when they do business together, it's very difficult to cheat on one another. Why? Because they were all what? Experts in cheating. So they get the innocent people from outside. Alright. Then those angels, their job was to go there and destroy them. Prophet Lot had a wife. Had a what? A wife. He was the only person in the town that had a wife. How about the rest? They didn't have any female wives. Okay? So, what happened to him? His wife became even bad wife. Why? Because she got the influence. She got affected by the surrounding. So, she would be mean. And she would do what? Anything that happens inside the house, she would go out and tell everybody. Hey guys, do you know what Lot was doing yesterday all night long? What? Now, is it okay to go out and tell the secrets of your house? No. You shouldn't tell the secrets of your house. Okay? You should keep it. Huh? What? You should keep it quiet, right? But she was so bad that she would go out and tell all the secrets. You know what Lot did yesterday? What did he do? He was all night praying and praying to Allah to guide you. Really? Yes. And he was saying, Ya Allah, guide those people. He thinks that you are idiots. Really? He thinks that we are idiots? Let's go to him. And you go to him and say, Lot, what were you praying about last night? You were praying for us to stop being idiots? Do you think we are idiots? No, we are not idiots.
Yes, you are.
And they give him a hard time. And then, if he travels, hey guys, you know what? Lot is traveling out of town. And if he's doing any business, hey guys, Lot is having a business. And then, people from out of town would come and visit him. She would go and tell. Not only that, but also she would explain exactly what kind of conversations they are having inside the house. Then the bad guy told Lot, hey, Lot, if we catch you hosting any visitors again, you will be in what? Trouble. You can't host anybody in this town without getting permission first. We don't like you and we don't like your guests. Okay? So she was so bad. Now the angels, when Prophet Lot gave up on convincing those guys to fix themselves and to be good guys, Allah sent the angels to do what? Destroy them. Now the angels will walk into the town. And while they are walking, they stopped by who? Prophet Ibrahim. And when they stopped by Prophet Ibrahim, right? And the story that we started with happened at that time. When they were in their way, they stopped by the house of Prophet Ibrahim. So they told him, we are the angels of Allah going to destroy the town of Sodom. He said, wait a minute. The town of Sodom has who? Has my nephew. Prophet Lot was the nephew of who? Of Prophet Ibrahim. It has my nephew. And he's a good guy. He's working hard trying to fix those people. If he destroys the town and he's dead, he's going to die. They said, we know better than you who is there. We know what? Better than you who is there. Allah told us to save him out of town first. To save him what? Out of town first. And Allah told us that all of them would be saved except who? Which member of the family, if you were listening? Huh?
You get a gift.
His wife. That's right. Perfect. We will save all of them except his wife. Oh, so he said, Alhamdulillah. But why? His wife not? They said, she is as bad as they are. And she is a cheater. She is a liar. She is a tally teller. She is a secret teller. She betrays him and spreads his secrets all over the place. We are going to destroy her with everybody else. And in their way out, guess they met who? They met Sarah. Sarah at that time was very old woman. Does she have children? No. At that time, did she have any children? No. Guess what was her best wish?
To have children.
To have children. So, they were going out, they saw her. They said, Sarah, we have news to you from your Lord. She said, what news? You guys look very good. And I feel so heavy just looking at you and talking to you. Who are you? They said, we are the angels of your Lord and we are giving you the news of a baby boy. His name is Isaac. His name is what?
Isaac.
In Arabic, Ishaq. In Arabic, what? Ishaq. She said, a baby boy? A baby boy? Why was she wondering?
Because they never had
children. She never had the children. Go ahead.
She didn't have a husband.
No, she had a husband. She's Prophet Ibrahim's wife.
Oh.
She
never had children.
Uh-huh.
She never had children.
She's 90 years old.
Yes.
That is true. She was 90 years old. Yes. Which,
old to have children.
That's right. She's too old and too weak. And too weak. She has the children. She is so weak. She has no teeth. And her bones are so weak. She can't walk straight. When she was a young girl, was she able to have children? No. So that is unbelievable. So she said, what? An old woman like me can get children? How? They told her, by the powers of who?
Allah.
Who made you the first time from scratch? Allah. Can he make a child for you even if you're old? Yes. And as soon as they left, she got what? Pregnant. And she delivered a baby boy. And when she got pregnant, she became so healthy like a young woman. So she came back, she became really young, and she was able to deliver a boy. Now, the angels, now let's see what happened to the angels. Now the angels went all the way to the town of Sabin, and they looked at the town like this. And guess, when they entered the town, they would go where? When the angels enter a town, they go where?
Prophet Lut's house.
That's right, they go to Prophet Lut's house. Why?
Because he is what?
A good person.
A good person?
He's a prophet.
Because he's a prophet?
That's what I was gonna say.
Okay, let me add to that, because he is?
He can use his noodles.
He can use his noodles. Let me add to this, because he was the cleanest man in the house. He was the what? The cleanest man in where? In the town. Alright? So, if your house is clean, then the angels will always land in your house. Now, how do we know if your house is clean or not clean? Huh? Okay, huh? your house would be clean if
everyone is a good person and believe in Allah.
Perfect answer. That's right. Okay. That's right. So, if your house is well vacuumed, angels don't care about vacuum. Angels care about what? How good you are. Now we are going to attack the pizza, but next time we'll finish the story. Okay, after the pizza, I'm going to ask you questions and give you the balls. After the pizza.
I was ready.